the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Always good to talk to Jack Del Rio. Jack, Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Ready for the season, coach? Always a great time of the year.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah, yeah. We're excited to get started and looking forward to 2016. Absolutely.
Jack, let's talk about your defense. A lot of great, young, talented players on there. How much progress in your mind have they made since last year?
Well, we feel like we've made some progress. We're going to get a heck of a test this opening weekend against Drew Brees. The newly minted Drew Brees. Just saw the new contract that he got. Congratulations to him. He's earned it. But quite a challenge going down into the dome and going against that Saints offense. And, it's just been high-powered for a number of years now. And so that'll be a big challenge for us.
Well, Coach, this offseason you told Pat and myself that you're looking for huge contributors, especially from the rookie class, whether it's Carl Joseph, whether it's Shalico Calhoun, Jihad Ward, and with placing Edwards on IR. Maybe tell us how those guys have looked coming out of camp in the preseason games as they will be contributors this year.
Yeah, we feel good about that group on defense in particular, the guys you mentioned. Jihad Ward's had a nice camp. Shalik, done a nice job. Another guy named Corey James, who we picked up late in the draft as a linebacker out of Colorado State. He's had a nice camp and done well. Obviously, Carl Joseph is the number one pick, and a lot of scrutiny on him and all that. But he's doing well. So we like our guys. We're developing our guys. They're competing. We're going to get them in and play them. They're all going to play, we're excited to get a look at them.
You know, you played, Jack, and I think coaches that have played the game at the level you did, I think they know the importance of earning your stripes and getting on the field when you earned it. And rookies, it's tough for those guys. People think, oh, you draft them in the first round, just start them. That's not the way it works. And you want the respect of the locker room. So I read a little bit that Carl Joseph may not start. That's not the end of the world. There's nothing wrong with that. Come off the bench and help the team, and maybe a few weeks from now you are the starter.
No, that's exactly right, Pat. I mean, that's the way we look at it. I mean, we allowed the guys. I mean, the way the depth chart works is, Will Kiss does a great job for us. He's our media guru here, and he basically does that throughout the off season, and he does a great job with it. But the reality is, there's constant competition, and you do want your young players to earn their way. I think it's important for them. I think it's important for the locker room and all those things. And so we have some guys, they're earning their way, but maybe not quite there yet. And so we'll play the guys that have performed to this point that have earned the opportunity. We'll play them first. But we're going to play everybody. Everybody's going to get in the game, and we're going to utilize the guys we have. But certainly that's an honor to be a starter in the National Football League, and you're going to have to earn that.
Well, Coach, you've talked about the guys have to earn it, and you put in such tremendous hard work here this offseason for your ball club. And just as your starting quarterback gets set to going in New Orleans, we know it's going to be a hostile environment in terms of the crowd noise and all that, but just where you feel Derek Carr is in his career right now, which should be taken off with where he's at.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's in a great spot. He's had a tremendous offseason. Returning, having the staff return and the terminology the same, and basically the people he's throwing to, largely the same. So that group, the continuity, you're talking about, him definitely being in a comfort zone. We're able to give him a little more ownership of it and tailor things to him and things he likes. And so, yeah, we're excited to get going with him. It's been a really fruitful off season. Very productive in terms of, growing the system and growing it around him and his talents. And this next step for him is to, be able to put it all together for us and utilize the weapons he has around him. And then the other part for us is we don't want him to feel like he has to put us on his shoulders and carry us. We want to play really good defense, and we want to have a really good running game around him.
Jack, Jim and I got a chance to go to the Saints this year. I'll say this, and never giving away what I see, but they are improved on defense. Whether you want to call it cleaning up the package, or I don't care what you call it, they look better to me. What did you see on film when you watched them?
Yeah, I think not only defense, but special teams as well. I think they've you know, when you look at them and you watch the tape and you look at some of the acquisitions and things they're doing there, you know, they've definitely, you know, made it an emphasis point to whatever you want to call it, clean things up, tighten things up, be better at it. And I think you see signs of that. So, you know, we're gearing up for that, understanding that, and, you know, preparing to play a good football team at their place.
What about for you, Coach? This is not your first rodeo, being a head coach in the NFL. Have you changed anything from your side of things, the approach, how you develop players, maybe areas that you focused on yourself that maybe you wanted to do better from the first time around?
Well, I mean, just things like, you know, making sure that that I am energized when I enter the room. I mean, just little things that way in terms of doing my job as the leader. You know, but really, you know, taking the experience of the time that I've had in this league, and this is year number 31. You know, I was drafted back in 1985 by the New Orleans Saints. So
good,
I've been
you
in this league
like
for
you
a long time.
Aged a bit.
I've been playing and coaching a long time. So, you know, use that wisdom, you know, build relationships with players and coaches and give them everything I have all throughout the week leading up to game day and the very best I have on game day so we can be successful.
Last one for me because I'll ask for Jim. How's Shalique Calhoun doing? You know how Jim is with these Michigan State guys.
Shalique?
Mark D'Antonio wants to know, Coach.
We like Shalique. Shalique's a good young man. He's got natural pass rush ability. He's really learning how to set the edge for us and be a little more physical in the run part, and that's probably what caused him to maybe slide a little bit in the draft. But he's coming along really well. He's going to be a fine football player for us.
Last one for me, Coach. We'll get you out of here. We know you're heading out to practice. And just you mentioned Drew Brees. And everybody, we know what the high-flying aerial assault they can do, and they got a good group of young receivers. But if you listen to Sean Payton, they always want to run the football. And they've had some injuries in the backfield the previous years. But Ingram and that group, and what are you seeing from this offense and what you watched through tape through the preseason of New Orleans?
Yeah, well, I think everything that we're hearing and seeing and feeling is that they do want to run the ball more and become a little more balanced, even though you know you have a sensational quarterback that you just paid a ton of money because of what he does and the things he's capable of. But, yeah, I know there's no question. I think all teams want to be able to run it. There's something about being able to run it and having the balance and not loading up your quarterback. He's got to sit back there and have guys teeing off on him all day. So, yeah, I mean, Ingram, fine running back. You know, he's strong, and yeah, they got a big offensive line. And it looks like Jari's back, and so we're gearing up for them. And understand with Kuhn in there as a fullback, they like to run the ball a little bit, and we're going to make sure that we're doing what we can to slow that down.
Last thing for me, Jack, and that is a lot of coaches told us, we're going to kick the ball 1 yard deep and let you bring it out. And you're a defensive guy. We're not giving you a free 25. You got any thoughts on those kickoffs this year?
Well, I just think, you know, sometimes when you put a rule in, you get unintended consequences, you know. And, you know, we'll see what the numbers show. But I think my gut tells me that you're going to end up with actually more kicks this year, not less. I think – you know, when you look at it statistically, you know, when you give up 5 yards like that, I think a lot of people are going to try and test their coverage and kick the ball and put it in play. So it'll be interesting to see.
Good luck, Jack. It's really great to hear from you and honored that you're with us this year. And go get a win, bro.
Yeah, everybody's excited about your team, Coach, that's for sure. So good luck. Great time of year and good luck in New Orleans.
I appreciate it. You are two of the best that cover the game, and I enjoy listening to you guys when I'm not on there talking. So keep up the good work, and we'll talk soon.